are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
This tape is for anyone who wants to become a millionaire, which isn't as tough as it sounds, as you'll see. And it's also for those who are already millionaires by inheritance and need to learn how to stay that way. That's not so easy. Have you ever heard the saying, from rags to riches and back to rags in three generations? The reason that happens so often is that anyone who inherits wealth probably didn't learn what it took to accumulate that pile. And the key is learning. You can learn many skills: reading, singing, fixing cars, making things, using a personal computer, and so on. You can also learn to become a millionaire. You don't need to be born to it, you don't want to depend on winning a lottery, and you definitely don't want to think for a second that you can't do it. You can, and maybe you will. But wishing won't make it happen, nor will living a totally blameless, completely honest, and moral life, although those are smart moves on their own merits. Just thinking about becoming a millionaire is actually frightening to many folks. Some fear that their friends will abandon them, or others will accuse them of being too good for them. Some would-be millionaires are afraid of being hit up for loans by friends, and being bothered by every charity around to make a major contribution to them. Then there are those who have mixed feelings about the effect on their kids, that they could become spoiled rotten, for example. Or, if these parents worry about what they consider sacrificing for the kids to become a millionaire, they may not want to pay what they think is the price. Incidentally, when we get to the part about what you actually do to become a millionaire, the concept of sacrificing, in the sense of feeling like a martyr, doesn't apply. There will, of course, be some choices that are better than others, but the notion of avoiding having a life, living like a cheapskate, buying secondhand things all the time, or just not enjoying life day by day, all that is not required and not recommended. So, I ask you to discard all your notions of what you think is involved in becoming a millionaire and what the trade-offs might be. At the same time, it would be dishonest to suggest that everyone listening to this tape will become a millionaire. Many will not. Those that don't, or think they can't, will fail, not because of some technical weakness, an inherited defect, a lack of raw brain power, but because of emotional baggage, some of which is self-imposed and some based on pressure by parents, spouse, relatives, friends, even kids. For that reason, I'm spending a lot of time now on the psychology of and ways of thinking about the subject, although I will definitely get to the how-to parts as we go along. What you are hearing on this tape comes directly from my own experience, so there will be no theory thrown at you that has not been backed up by direct, practical, and personal experience. Let me give you a snapshot of my background. I was born into a lower middle-class family. I went to college, but since the family couldn't afford tuition, I had to work to earn the entire cost of the 4 years of college. I was employed for the next 14 years by some well-known companies, Dow Chemical, Procter & Gamble, and IBM. At age 36, I got the urge to start a business, any business, just so I could be my own boss, and I began in a field I knew nothing about, the collection industry. Fortunately, I don't mind taking some prudent risks, so I call myself an entrepreneur. I began with a collection agency, then started a collection seminar business, a credit and collection temp staffing company, and I wrote a book called The Check Is Not in the Mail. I married and had two children, now grown, out of the house, and entrepreneurs on their own, which naturally makes me very proud of them. My wife comes from a background similar to mine.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.